Well, it's 11 o'clock this morning when legislators will be getting together to make a final slim attempt to save the state's coastal management program. The agency is now on track for permanent closure at the end of business Thursday, unless the legislature and the governor act to extend it. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
House and Senate leaders think they can take care of the statutory fix in one day by resurrecting a bill that didn't make it all the way through this year's session. A draft substitute bill has been privately distributed among members. It follows the general plan that failed to pass the House on the last day of last month's special session. It establishes a coastal policy board to advise and accumulate information on development along the state's shoreline. The draft bill makes one major change to plans looked at previously by recognizing, then abolishing, the final contentious issue. Lawmakers had been split over the level of deference to be given to scientific information versus local knowledge. The new draft bill does not recognize either, simply referring to aggregate evidence on a potential project and putting all factors into the mix. Legislators say they're acting on their own without knowing whether Governor Parnell will support continuing the program at all. Earlier in the extension process, he said he supported only a clean extension with no changes to the program. Later, he accepted some minor changes. So far, notice has not been given of any public hearing for looking at the new version of the bill. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.